the message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Greetings and peace to you in the name of the God of peace. Jewish people around the world are in the midst of the most sacred season in the Jewish calendar. It is the time of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur comes 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. The days between these two festivals are referred to as the Days of Awe, or Days of Repentance. With the sounding of the shofar, sincere people are called to self-examination and repentance. It is a time when sinners are encouraged to turn from their sin to righteousness and to renew their relationship with the eternal Creator and with men whom they may have wronged. In the third book of Moses, Leviticus, we read these words: "Also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation in all your dwellings." The Hebrew word Kippur, translated atonement, literally means covering. The biblical day of atonement was that day when Jews brought their sacrifice to the priest, who in turn presented it before the Lord on behalf of the worshipper. The biblical celebration of this ceremony is outlined in the 16th chapter of Leviticus. The high priest, representing the people of Israel, was to take a ram and 2 young goats and offer them unto the Lord. The ram was to be slain and offered as a burnt sacrifice on the altar. Lots were cast over the 2 goats. One was chosen to be slain and to have its blood gathered in a basin and taken into the holy place, the inner sanctuary of the tabernacle. This Yom Kippur celebration was only to be undertaken once a year. The high priest was never to enter the holy place without blood. This blood was sprinkled with his fingers onto the mercy seat 7 times. This blood was also the covering for the sins of the people. The mercy seat was that place where God had promised to meet with his people. Apart from the blood-sprinkled mercy seat, there was only a fearful judgment and death because of sin. After the sprinkling of the blood on the mercy seat, the high priest would then appear to the people gathered outside and take the 2nd goat and place his hands on its head. As he did so, he confessed his own sins as well as the sins of the nation. This act typically transferred the confessed sins onto the goat. This scapegoat was then taken out into the wilderness and released, where it would eventually die. The 1st goat provided the blood for the covering or atonement for sin. The 2nd goat provided a vivid picture of the sins of the people being carried away or removed into the wilderness. They were never to be brought back. What a beautiful illustration of the love, mercy, and grace of God, who, through the offended one, Jesus, made provision for his people to be forgiven of their sin and restored to fellowship with him. The psalmist expresses this thought so beautifully in Psalm 103. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. The last time Jewish people were able to observe Yom Kippur according to the biblical directives was in A.D. 69. Today, Jewish people have no tabernacle or temple in Jerusalem. There is no holy place and no mercy seat on which sacrificial blood can be sprinkled as a covering. There is no Aaronic high priest and no sacrifice for sin. In some Orthodox Jewish circles, the ceremony of Kippurah is observed. This involves the choosing of a rooster for a male penitent and a hen for a woman, and swinging the fowl over their heads, praying, quote, "This is my substitute, this is my exchange, my atonement. This animal shall meet death, but I shall find a long and pleasant life of peace," unquote. The bird is then killed and given to the poor. Some who find this aspect of the ceremony offensive use money and give it to the poor. Another form of substitutionary atonement performed in some Jewish cultures involves a ceremony known as makot, where they symbolically lash one another's back. These forms of substitutionary atonement are the inventions of the rabbis. Nowhere in Scripture do we find God accepting repentance, prayers, or good deeds of charity as a replacement for the atonement by blood. The Scriptures are very clear. The Brit Kadashah, or New Testament, states, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission." The third book of Moses, Leviticus, declares, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." The truth of the matter is that the blood of bulls and goats cannot and never have taken away sin. The writer to the Hebrews puts it this way, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins." If this is true, then of what use were all the sacrifices that the ancient Jewish people offered in accordance to what they believed God's word taught? They were a God-given picture and illustration of the one perfect sacrifice that one day would be offered by Messiah, even the sacrifice of himself. The writer to the Epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 9 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" This is in complete fulfillment of the words of the great prophet Isaiah, for he said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities." Dear radio listener, I want you to understand the true meaning of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The devout worshipper under the Mosaic economy of ancient biblical Judaism offered his lamb, goat, or turtle dove, and the priest and Levite ministered in the tabernacle and temple on his behalf. In and of themselves, those sacrifices had no value. They were signposts, pointing forward to the day when Messiah would come and give his life and his blood as the perfect and acceptable atoning sacrifice. What brought peace and assurance to the ancient Jewish believer? His faith. In the same way that faith justified Abraham before God, so also the faith of the Jewish worshiper gained him acceptance with God. Today there is no tabernacle and no temple. There is no priest. There is no sacrifice for sin. Israel is scattered over the face of the earth and is depending upon rabbinical rituals and traditions for acceptance with God. He has no assurance and no forgiveness or covering for his sin. A Christian hymn writer has penned these wonderful words: "Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altar slain can give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they." My dear radio listener, while it is impossible for you to earn your way into divine forgiveness, it is possible for you to know that your sins are forgiven and that you are accepted with God. That way is through repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust Him right now and thank Him for dying in your place for your sins. Shalom. And may God grant you His eternal peace in Messiah. And now, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.